From WBUR in Boston, it's Weekly Warm-Up, a sampling of the cornucopia of stories and interviews featured on Only a Game, sports public radio style.
Support for NPR podcasts comes from Acura, featuring the all-new 240-horsepower turbocharged Acura RDX. More at acura.com/RDX.
Only a Game is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston. The program is made possible by your financial support. Please pledge online at WBUR.org.
Far from Thunder Road and the various hollers in and out of which moonshiners used to race in their mostly successful attempts to avoid the revenuers, sports fans pay a great deal of attention to NASCAR. This has been the case for years. The sport is exceptionally popular all over the country. But NASCAR's workforce has been limited mostly to white males. The sport is working to change that, partly by co-sponsoring schools dedicated to diversity in motorsports. Stacia DeMarco recently visited one of those schools in Philadelphia, and she has this report.
The Urban Youth Racing School is located on a cobblestone street under a highway overpass, surrounded by abandoned lots, graffiti, and trash. There's no sign above the locked door, only a security camera, a stark reminder of life in the inner city. But once you enter the building, a vibrant world opens before your eyes. Teens sprawl in the lounge area on sofas, watching a big flat-screen monitor tuned to a race. In the next room, students work on cars and enter data into multiple computers. Instructor Daniel Kilson explains how a car's onboard computer works.
It works at 350, yeah. And then you can look at the 2300 RPMs. Uh-huh. So that was our engine temperature. You know, now I can start scrolling back from our previous race.
In the back room, students wrench on mini cup cars, which are smaller versions of stock cars seen on NASCAR tracks, in preparation for the team's next big race. Anthony Martin is the force behind the Urban Youth Racing School, also known as UYRS.
Did you know you could change tires and make $100,000 a year changing tires in the racing business? The goal was just to introduce them to the different jobs and let them know that these jobs exist. If you don't know, how are you going to be a part of it?
In 1998, Martin and a few of his friends wanted to show the kids from their inner-city neighborhoods what NASCAR was all about and its potential to change their lives. The only problem was that the inner-city kids were never exposed to the sport. So Martin and his friends brought NASCAR to them in the form of evening and weekend workshops that actually got kids behind the wheel.
But we say to them, listen, you know what, you go through our Build a Dream program and you feel like this is what you want to do with your life, they become part of our driver team development program, and they either become drivers in that program or they become mechanics in that program. They went this for a few years. Once they go through that program, they're then on their way to college.
With the help of corporate sponsorship money, 150 students a year attend the school on scholarship. Currently, there are over 2,000 students who have been through the program, and it has expanded to a second branch in Washington, D.C. Today, each school has a wait list of close to 800 students. 15-year-old Jade Gillis enrolled in UYRS when she was 10. She heard about the program from a friend, begged her mom to join, and has been a racing school addict ever since. She's currently the only girl racing at the advanced level. And although she's uneasy about driving a passenger car next year when she gets her driver's license, she's quite comfortable cruising at 70-plus miles per hour in a mini cup around the raceway.
After, like, racing a little bit, we started going places like to Dover and to North Carolina, and we started driving different kind of cars, like not just the go-karts. We went other places and drove like faster cars on different tracks, and we got the hang of it, had little competitions and races and stuff like that.
But Jade knows that one of UYRS's goals is to become smarter as well as faster. School grades play as much of a role, if not more, as racing school grades when it comes to incentive to stay in the program. Students are permitted to miss only one class in the 10-week introductory session, or they are kicked out. And this commitment to academic excellence is still very important to Jade. She makes an hour commute by bus and train every day to attend a good public school and the racing school. While she sees herself out on the raceway breaking all kinds of records, she also recognizes the importance of college and what lies beyond.
With the racing part, I mean, if I can't get to the racing part that good, then the business side of NASCAR is just as great as the racing. There's a lot of money involved, and I like money. So that would be great.
19-year-old Lamont Ebron has been in the program for 5 years, and like Jade Gillis, he wants a career in auto racing. But his introduction to the school was a bit different than Jade's.
Basically, I had no direction at all. I was just clueless. You know, my dad didn't live with us or anything. And, you know, just watching my mom go to work and all of that, you know, I just really had no direction. I had no clue what I wanted to be. Nothing really to look forward to or up to at all.
Lamont says the Urban Youth Racing School gave him the direction and motivation he was lacking. He has taken full advantage of the networking made available through internships and by making friends with the bigwigs he meets at the track.
You know, one of the top-notch teams in NASCAR, which is Hendrick Motorsports. That's my goal, to work at Hendrick Motorsports. Initially, I wanted to be a mechanic, but now I'm leaning more towards some of the upstairs work, maybe in the PR department or the communications marketing department.
And it seems Lamont's hard work has paid off. This fall, he will attend Johnson C. Smith University, a small school that just happens to be located in Charlotte, North Carolina, a NASCAR hub and home to Hendrick Motorsports. Lamont will also have a part-time job with Hendrick while in school. The Urban Youth Racing School could produce its first professional NASCAR driver next year. And as the school enters its 10th year, founder Anthony Martin says there are big plans for it. He hopes to open programs in Chicago, Miami, New York City, Los Angeles, and Detroit over the next few years. But he says he is proud of what his school has already accomplished.
We've also saved lives in our program. We really have saved lives, where kids came in with D averages and gave an opportunity, and then they got their grades up and graduated and things like that. If they didn't have a race at school, they probably would have dropped out of school, could be 6 foot under, whatever. But the school was able to save those kids.
For Only a Game, I'm Stacia DeMarco in Philadelphia.
Stacia DeMarco's story about the racing school will be featured on Saturday's program. We'll also be joined by our baseball guy, ESPN's Tim Kirkchin, and I'll have a story about one of the teams most likely to thrive throughout the rest of the summer, the Cleveland Indians. I'll also be talking to Roberto Gonzalez Echevarria, an expert on baseball in Cuba, about some of the Cuban athletes who've most recently found their way to the U.S., and about the man who's been sentenced to 5 years in prison for facilitating the sort of journey some of those athletes have had to make. Then, in case you've ever wondered about the historical antecedents for all those touchdown scorers, home run hitters, and three-point shooters who point to the heavens after they've succeeded, I'll discuss religion and modern sport with William Baker. He's written a book titled Playing with God. So join us, and remember, you can always listen to Only a Game via our website, onlyagame.org.